This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Joining us now, he is Dusty Evely, Pack-A-Day Podcast, Acme Packing Company, film analyst extraordinaire. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. Dusty, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Always good to talk to you.
I have lots and lots of issues, and I hope you can help me work through all of my issues, Dusty.
All right, we'll see, man.
My first issue is, what is going on with all this Carrington Valentine love out of thin blue air this week? Like, there haven't been any of this all year long. Nothing. And on top of that, I'm watching him chase after guys. Post-game Sunday night, I'm doing the show here on The Fan, and I'm going, man, he's not nearly as aggressive as far as taking chances like he had been his rookie year. It's more or less just keeping the guy in front of me. We're going to let him play pitch and catch. I don't, I'm not watching the All-22 like everybody else is and all that other stuff. Y'all are smarter than me. I'm just trying to figure out where all of this love all of a sudden is coming from for Carrington Valentine.
No, it was a rough game for him. I mean, I think we may run in different circles here. I mean, from one of the early in the season, the question was less love and more, where is he?
Yes.
You know, obviously, Ja was out there. The Stokes are trying to make the Stokes thing happen. Keyshawn Nixon on the outside is trying to make it happen. And it was kind of this, all right, man, Valentine looked really good last year. He's not been out there. And so I think I was excited to see him. I'm excited to get him out there because if given the choice, now it's not a great choice, but if given the choice between Eric Stokes on the outside, who has not been great. I think, you know, sadly his career has not gone the way any of us kind of hoped that it was going to. I just think he is who he is at this point. I think those injuries have taken their toll. I'd rather have Carrington Valentine out there. And if he's bad for now, fine, take your lumps now. I don't know that I saw a ton of love for Carrington Valentine. For me, it was kind of a, all right, dude, he's finally out there. We finally got him out there. It sucks that Jair's not out there. And the hope was that when Jair is healthy, Valentine has taken his lumps enough that he can then replace Nixon on the outside, because Nixon has been fine, but he certainly has his issues. So the hope is that Valentine turns into something. So for me, that was it. Like, he had a rough game. He was not good this game. A lot of guys on defense, you can kind of say that about. But just seeing Valentine out there, running around, getting those reps is one of those things you hope pays off down the line.
Thank you for restoring my faith in society. Because, again, I'm not going to call out names because I did already earlier today. But I was just floored. Like, multiple guys that I follow on social media that I respect, that I trust in what they say, all of a sudden hopped on the Valentine bandwagon. I was like, I don't understand where this is all coming from. What changed? So, good. Thank you for answering that. Secondly, Mason Crosby, our guy, brought up on his show weekday mornings from 9 to 11 earlier in the week about not understanding why Rashawn Gary isn't out on the field for all three downs. When you're paying him all that money and then you're pulling him off the field in certain situations, what say you to that?
I mean, we kind of talked about Rashawn Gary earlier this year. I do feel like some of the rush was slow playing, and I mean, his bag was never playing against the run. I mean, not that he's bad against there, but that's not been his thing. He is not a three-down guy, and I know he's making a ton of money. He's not making the money that a three-down pass rusher guy is. Someone like Nick Bosa, who, you know, is like, you know, top at the top right now, and he's on front of the mind because of the Niners coming up here, but he doesn't play the run like Bosa. He's simply not that impact player. I don't have an issue. The thing with Gary, now I will say, it'd be nice if he was out there more, given the fact that the rest of the pass rush can't really get home. It'd be nice to have a little bit more from him. But right now, whatever's going on with Gary, get him back on track, get him rest, and then put him out there on a little more rest. And I don't want an edge rusher playing 90% of snaps. Put him out there when it makes sense in the packages. Get him the snaps where you can. Obviously, I want him to be an impact guy, but he's not been the best season, so I don't really have an issue with him not being out there all three downs. I'm perfectly fine with kind of picking your spots with him.
Dusty Evely, film analyst for Pack-A-Day Podcast, Acme Packing Company as well. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. Next one, Mason Crosby brought up. The idea of Eric Wilson being in the middle instead of Quay Walker going forward. I know nobody likes Quay Walker at this point. How would you go with linebackers?
So I actually talked about this, worked through my own thoughts and mind on the Pack-A-Day Podcast that went out earlier today. That was just, I think it needs to be, in my mind, be Eric Wilson or McKinney. I kind of went more McDuffie. You got to have someone out there with a green dot. There were two players that played 100% of the snaps on defense this past week, and it was Xavier McKinney and Quay Walker. Like, we can't do that. And Walker's out there because of the green dot. He's been bad. I think it's less physical and more who do you trust with the green dot to be out there 100% of snaps, directing traffic, putting guys in the right position. I like Eric Wilson a lot. He seems like he's made a bigger impact right now. Right now, I don't care about the physical profile. Give me someone that knows where they're supposed to be, that knows where other people are supposed to be and doesn't hesitate. At this point, I might take McDuffie in that role over Wilson, but I do like Wilson more as a player. It's just more about the, you know, who kind of has a better feel for this and who knows where everyone's supposed to be. And it is assignment sure. So I have McDuffie slightly edging out Wilson there, but I wouldn't be mad if it was Wilson. You need to have someone else out there. Quay has regressed terribly this year. And you need someone that just knows what they're doing out there.
But Dusty, I don't understand what's going on. Like, he's in position to make plays and then just doesn't do it.
Yeah, but then a lot of times he's not in position to make plays.
At all.
That's the problem. A lot of times he's jumping in the wrong gap, and he takes himself out of position. And then, yeah, I mean, the big one was that goal line one, right?
Yes.
Like, he's in position. He got there. That's one of those, you're bigger than the dude. Get your pad level down. Meet the guy in the hole. Stop him. Drive him back. If nothing else, like, hold him in place. Make some kind of hit on that man. Let the other guys come and rally. And instead he goes up over the top. Like, that's been the issue, is a lot of times he is slow to process. He's slow to be where he's supposed to be. But then even if he's in the right place, he's not making the play. Which is, I mean, in the past couple of years, if he was in the right spot, he was making a play. Like, he was doing something. This year, he's just not doing that. It's been real bad. Last couple of weeks, I think especially, it seems like it's gotten downhill quite a bit.
Dusty Evely, film analyst, Pack-A-Day Podcast, Acme Packing Company. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
With you, let me talk about the offensive line, if you don't mind. It didn't appear to me, again, not watching all 22 like you, that Rashid Walker played all that well here the last couple of weeks to me. What do you say to that?
He's fine. He's been fine. I think that the run game stuff has not been good. Pass game stuff, I think he hasn't given up a ton of pressures if you look at the pressures, but a lot of that stuff, like he's getting bowled back into the face of Love, and Love's just getting rid of the ball. So I think for this season, I think he has done enough to keep that job. I think he's fine over there. I don't think they have anyone ready to step in over there anyway, but I don't mind that he's over there. I still don't think, just based on this year, obviously early last year he was not great, and then he picked up as the year went along. This is better than early season, but not nearly as good as the late season last year. So I would still be looking to improve that this offseason. Maybe that's a healthy Jordan Morgan. You're bumping him to the left. But I don't know that Rashid Walker is the long-term solution there, but I think he's been mostly fine. Just run game, I think, has killed him a little bit over there.
That end around, which was a stupid call to begin with down there at the end zone, I think he got a hand on the defender before the dude smacked Jaden Reed. I think he touched him with one hand.
Yeah. That sounds right, which, I mean, like, you can do if you're, like, an overpowering physical force, right? Like, he's not that dude.
No, he's not that dude. Not at all. Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur praised him on Monday for decision-making being much better. I agree. That was a physical error, just an overthrow of Kraft. I can live with those, right? That's fine. Just don't throw the ball when you're getting flailed to the ground or do stupid stuff like that. What did you see from Jordan Love this week that maybe you haven't seen the rest of the year?
I mean, I think I've been higher on Love than most people. I think the decision making, obviously some real bad some real bad decisions. That ugly one against the Rams at pick six. Like, there's been a couple like weird interceptions, but I think his decision making has been mainly fine. Like, I went through one of my bye week things. I went through all of his interceptions. All right, is this, what are they trying to do? What did he do? All that stuff. I think he's been fine. I think the mobility has hampered him a little bit, which seems to be back now after the bye week. Get a little healthy, that's good. A couple of bad decisions, a couple of decisions where he got, not tricked, but like a dude making a play, and then a couple of bad throws, I think, among those 10 interceptions. So, I mean, I think he's been good. Like you said, the interception down there in the red zone this week was bad. That's not a mental error. That's just him overthrowing a guy. But I think he's been, all season, I think his decision-making has been pretty good. And I thought he was great this week. I mean, he had 17 pass attempts. His highest completion percentage, highest adjusted completion percentage in a game this year. Obviously some of that's due to Christian Watson. And I think the highest yards per attempt as well, I think 15 yards per attempt. Some of that's due to Christian Watson just turning into Superman in this game. But decision-making was good. But I have not really had a major issue with his decision making for the vast majority of the season. I think he's been good. I think the numbers have not been where you'd want them to be. But I think he's had a good year from a decision making standpoint.
I got one more for you. Look ahead to this Niners game real quick. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Brock Purdy's getting the second most time to throw the football behind that Niners offensive line. Packers are win rate is god awful. So I'm worried about that, Purdy getting so much time. That's my one concern. My other concern in all of this, when we talk about the offensive side to the defensive side of the football, is making sure, again, because it is San Francisco at this point, that you're able to protect Jordan Love a little bit as Bosa is roaming up and down the line, picking where he's coming from trying to confuse things. And once he finds that weak spot, off he goes. What's your biggest concern coming into this?
Well, I think Bosa's out, right? I don't know
yes.
if they confirmed that.
But yeah, I think
Bosa's
you are right.
Playing.
Yes,
but
he
I mean,
is dinged up.
That's not quite as scary. I mean, they've got to run the ball. That's the big thing. The pass. I think the Niners have the third best pass defense in the league and the 19th best rush defense in the league by DVOA. So they need to be able to run the ball, which they've been able to do. Lean on Josh Jacobs a little. Honestly, the plan probably wouldn't be that much different than what they did against the Bears. Hopefully. More snaps. I think they had 42 offensive snaps. Like, they need to extend that a little more. That was like 20 snaps less than they're averaging on the season. So sustain some drives, but they need to get the ball. They need the ball moving. I'm concerned about turnover, interception, just because Jordan Love has been serving up one of those a game. So I think they need to get in that in order. But I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is just Packers defense and run game. The Niners are not what they used to be. Their explosives are way down. Even some of the run game up front has not been great, but you know, still carrying PTSD from Raheem Mostert here. And you know they can run. McCaffrey's back. Not the same McCaffrey. He's not quite as explosive, but I think with Purdy's shoulder kind of hurting a little bit, they're going to want to run. And so that's the big, you need to stop that. If you don't stop that, then that turns into just play action fest. He can bomb downfield. Purdy can bomb downfield with a bunch of times. So they need to stop the run up front. First, force Purdy to beat you into like a drop back game, which he has done decently well this year. They put more on Purdy than they have in the past. And I think when they go pure drop back, they just don't have the dudes right now, one-on-one winners. A lot of those guys are banged up. And so if you can get them in there, I think that's good. But that my main concern is just, like it always is with the Niners, can you stop their run? Because they are willing to do that over and over again if you can't. And the passing game, I think, is iffy enough for the Niners that if you can force them to pass, I don't know if they can kill you doing that. So just stop their run up front. That's my big worry.
Bosa, both obliques injured, not ruled out as of yet. However, Pelissero a couple hours ago says they're bringing back Jonathan Garvin to their practice squad. We remember Jonathan Garvin.
They do.
LaFleur was asked at his presser a little while ago about Bosa or not Bosa, and he said, absolutely. If he's not playing, I can run certain plays. If he is playing, I'm not running certain plays. So LaFleur not hiding the fact that his offense changes a little bit if Bosa can't play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is smart. Like, you don't want to run the same thing and like, oh, Bosa's blowing that up because we're booting his side. Like, okay, we probably shouldn't have done that. That makes a lot of sense to run an offense that way.
Dusty Evely, Pack a Day Podcast, Acme Packing Company as well, film analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. As always, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your spark. Good to talk to you again, brother.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Dusty Evely. Made my day. I don't care what happens in the rest of the show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.